Well, getting closer and closer to the official start of summer, that always is a busy time for local food-related nonprofits. As we get into the summer months, obviously kids aren't in school getting those school meals, so the need only increases, and that is even more the case this year as need has really shot up in the midst of the pandemic. So local food organizations like Table are anticipating their busiest summer in history, and that means they need our help more than ever. We're joined in the studio by Suzanne Turmolin, who's the Director of Community Relations for Table. TableNC.org is their website, and we'll be talking about all of their initiatives going on this summer and what we all in the community can do to help. Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So kind of mentioned at the outset that you're anticipating a busy summer. How busy are you expecting it to be?
It's going to be pretty busy. One of the reasons for that is like in a typical year prior to COVID, we would stop delivering food for a couple of weeks to reorganize for the summer. And we'd also have to re-register our children depending on where they're living, what they're going to be doing. Well, since we have redone our organization in terms of delivering door to door throughout the entire year, we will not be taking this break. And we will just continue feeding children directly into the summer. And also, since we've already been going door to door, we know where all these children are living. Mm. So right now we are feeding on average 730 to 740 children per week. If we compare this to 2019, well, that 740 kids per week will mean 74,000 bags for the summer.
Wow.
If we compare this to 2019, we were delivering on average, we're set to deliver 2,673 more bags this summer than we did 2 years ago.
And there's more food in the bags this year than there were in the past,
right? Yeah. Now we have 50% more food in every bag. And so that's three times the cost per week as compared to 2019.
That's impressive. So, so before we get into details on how folks can help, how does all of that happen? Like, what happens behind the scenes at Table? How many people does it take to get the bags, the food acquired in the bags filled and then distributed?
Yeah, it's a big effort. Right now we average 80 to 100 volunteers every week. And those volunteers are organizing food, bagging food, and also delivering food. For delivery, we have 40 to 45 volunteers every week delivering food 3 days a week. So it's a pretty amazing accomplishment. We actually ran some numbers that were astonishing, that in 1 week, drivers drive 306 miles around the county to deliver food.
Is that each individual driver or just the drivers in general?
Total.
Yeah,
yep.
All of them together.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's impressive. We're speaking with Suzanne Turmolin, again, Director of Community Relations for Table. TableNC.org is the website. And as we're getting into the summer months, obviously, it's a big undertaking for you and the whole team at Table. How can folks help? What do you need from the community?
Well, like just I was saying, volunteers will be amazing. Specifically, delivery volunteers is something we really need right now. Anyone who can commit even to several weeks in a row, that would help us out tremendously. Obviously, donating food. We would love to see those continue to come in. Even in the summer months, I know a lot of kids, now that school's over, neighborhoods, kids can kind of create some food drives and kind of bring that up to Table and be part of that community. And then obviously, funds. That would help out tremendously. Just to give you a snapshot of what it looks like in 1 week at Table, it's $15,000 to feed 750 kids. And then it's 100 volunteers, that's 7,500 meals and snacks, and we're going to 425 homes.
Wow.
So
if someone donates like $200, what does that mean for?
A $200 donation will feed one child for the entire summer, which is 10 weeks.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. And for people who want to just donate food, just cans of food or non-perishable items, are there any particular items that you're especially in need of?
Not anything in particular, but people can go up to our website, thetablenc.org, and hit the donate food section. And on there, we have our most wanted food items. But things we tend to include are pasta, we do bags of rice, beans, peanut butter, tomato sauce, things like that.
It's going to mean a lot to the kids and the families, right?
It does mean a lot. And we have been getting a lot of amazing feedback recently. We did a survey among the families that we serve, and just real quick, out of that survey, almost 90% told us that the extra food eases the financial burden on their family. One was 66% say Table's bag of food is more nutritious than they could actually provide themselves.
Speaking again with Suzanne Termolin, this conversation sponsored by Table, and tablenc.org is the website. So go there and find out more. Again, looking for donations of food, donations of fun, donations of time if you want to volunteer, especially as we get into the summer, all the more needed as we get into those important months. So we wrap up this conversation. Anything else that folks need to know about the summer initiative?
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to say about volunteering, and we're really excited. We are opening up volunteering to 14 to 16-year-olds, and we just did that this week. So a lot of those kids that are going into high school that will have to get their hours can start to get them now.
Right.
But otherwise, no, it's going to be a busy summer. We're excited that we can continue to feed these children and provide them with what they need. And we would love the community's help so that we can continue to do it.
TableNC.org is the website. Go there and find out more. The more help we can give, the more students and kids and families will get that important food through the summer. Suzanne Termolin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.